Count on us to be talking local. Rutherford Issues with Brian Parrott.
Back again as we continue Rutherford Issues this afternoon. Good to have you along with us today. We're going to talk about golf. And yes, I know it's January, but that's what makes this so unique. The Polar Bear Golf Tournament is coming up this Saturday, and we're going to talk with folks from the Murfreesboro Noon Exchange Club. Miss Katie Riddle and John Strasner joining us here. And I guess this, John, is a mixture of old and new in terms of members of the Noon Exchange Club here, huh?
Oh, yes. I've been in about 20 years, and Katie's been in...
less than 1 year.
Less than 1 year. So, yes, it is. But this is something we really enjoy doing, is this Polar Bear Golf Tournament. We've had some cold weather, and we've had some years that it was good. I was telling Katie, the first year we did this, when I left the house at 7 o'clock, it was 55 degrees. When Don Wright and I were taking down the 10 on the 13th green, it was 28 and snowing.
Wow.
We've had some years when we've had rain, and it kind of looks like this year we may have some rain, but we play in the rain unless it's thundering and lightning.
Yeah.
So we'll go on with it. We've got 14 teams lined up.
14 teams, yeah. And I guess you could use some more.
Oh, yes. And we'll have, you know, we'll have some walk in on Saturday morning. We always do, mm-hmm. which is great. Doesn't make a bit of difference. We put them in the, just get them in the mess there and let them go out and play.
Okay, clearly we did not practice this beforehand, because what I think John meant to say is this Saturday is supposed to be gorgeous.
Well, that's true.
It's supposed to be in the 70s, and it's a great day to play golf.
Well, we'll see which one comes true here, I guess. It's always a fun time. I do know that, well, I've got to ask you before we go on, John, though. You mentioned Don Wright, and you know, I know Lee Colvin and Robert McConnell and Nancy McGill and all these others that are in the Noon Exchange Club. How do you do it? I mean, with them around, I mean.
It's hard. Believe me, it's hard. Unfortunately, Don's not with us this year. His dad just died on Saturday. And he's still in Mobile. But Rob's going to be there. Lee Colvin will be there. Nancy will be there. And, we just get it done.
You got a lot of good folks there that work within the Murfreesboro Noon Exchange Club. And I'm sure that it's good to see folks like Katie stepping in and new membership coming in.
It sure is. It sure is. And we've got several new members who have come in and just really stepped in and said, let's do it.
What made Exchange appealing for you, Katie?
Well, when I was in college, the sorority I participated in had a philanthropy with the Exchange Club. And so we raised money to help prevent child abuse. And so when I came into the chamber, there were options to be involved in our community, because, of course, that's what we're all about. And the Murfreesboro Noon Exchange Club, I knew, had an affiliation with the prevention of child abuse. That's something that's really important to me. And it's turned out to be just a wonderful organization with a cast of characters, as you mentioned before. And that's the thing about civic groups. I normally wouldn't have gotten to know somebody like John, but I'm so thankful for the opportunity, and it's just a great organization. We meet every Thursday at the Stones River Country Club at noon, and so if anybody is interested in joining us for even just a day, we really encourage people to check it out.
So that was the draw for you, is the work that Exchange does with prevention of child abuse.
Yes. Yes, it was. And since then, I have learned so many other things that they do for the community, like the Healing Field and the support they do for Americanism projects. And so it started with the prevention of child abuse and the relationship with the Exchange Club, but it's grown to in appreciation of so much more.
And you know, John, sometimes folks will join for because it is a group that promotes Americanism, and then, you know, get drawn into the prevention of child abuse. So either way, I mean, those are the two areas that are really emphasized, among others, but those are the two that are big.
And another one that we really emphasize is our prayer breakfast in November. It's on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. The two exchange clubs in Murfreesboro have been doing that now for 36 years. And this last year we moved to the Embassy Suites for it, for more room. And it is a wonderful thing, promoting one nation under God. That's another thing about the Exchange Club. We start our meetings with prayer and then the pledge. There's not too many organizations anymore that do that, but that's one thing we're really proud of.
I can tell that's really important to you as well.
It is. It really is.
20 years, 1 year. That brings into perspective how long really Exchange has been here, the not only noon, but the evening exchange as well.
Right. The evening exchange is 75 years old, I believe. In fact, they had a big celebration this last year, celebrating their 75th year. Mm-hmm. We've only been... You got me because it's either 74 or 78 that the Noon Exchange Club was chartered by the Evening Exchange Club.
So 35, 36 years, somewhere
right
in there.
We've been around for a while.
It offers the opportunity for those who, you know, may not be able to meet in the evening to meet at noon. And I see Katie shaking her head. I'm sure that's important because, I mean, there are a lot of things. I know myself, young family, work late, things like that.
Exactly. And I have an almost two-year-old.
Oh, wow.
And so we're very busy with both work and, of course, the best job of all, being a mom. And so, yes, the noon option is ideal.
We are talking with John Strasner and also Katie Riddle about the Murfreesboro Noon Exchange Club, and going to get to some details on the Polar Bear Golf Tournament, which is coming up this Saturday. John, I remember that this had been held at times during the week, like on a Friday, I think. Maybe not.
No,
it's always been on a Saturday?
Always been on Saturday, and only last year was the first time that we had to postpone it. And what we do, we schedule next Saturday as a backup, just in case.
Was it rainy or stormy that day?
It was stormy, and last year it was 65 degrees on that next Saturday, and just a wonderful day to play golf.
Now, I guess Indian Hills Golf Course has been hosting for many, many years.
It's the only place we've had it. Yeah, they really work with us. They seem to enjoy us being out there, and they just go out of their way to help us make sure that everything goes right.
Katie, this year, again, it's on Saturday, this Saturday at Indian Hills, and you've got a lot of great sponsors. I want to let you kind of talk about anybody who you'd like to, because I know that not only do you it's a fundraiser, obviously, so without the help of these sponsors, probably wouldn't be possible.
That's exactly right. And we are so thankful for Beeman Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. They're our presenting sponsor, and quite honestly, without them, I don't know if the tournament would be possible. So we're so thankful. Also to Domino's, who's sponsoring our breakfast, U.S. Bank, who's a lunch sponsor, the campaign of Bill Boner is sponsoring our very popular drink cart. And John, you might have some more that you want to...
Yes, the Evening Club always comes in and helps. They're a bronze sponsor. We also have, Somerset LLC is sponsoring the putting green, and that's one of the areas where we raise a bunch of money. Guys coming around, they see it, and okay, oh yeah, I can do that, you know. Well, they pay their fee, and we raised last year just on that a little over $200, which was really a good year for us. It really was. Like Katie said, U.S. Bank is sponsoring the lunch. And I believe that we have mentioned all of our major sponsors as of right now. We do have hole sponsors. We have 27 hole sponsors right now. And if someone would like to be a hole sponsor, give me a call at 896-2260 or 848-8005. We'll get you a sign made and get you out there to help us raise money for the prevention of child abuse.
That is awesome. If you can't participate, if you're a business owner, Katie, this is another way, you know, if you're not a golfer, this is another way to help with the cause. If you are a golfer, it's great to be able to know that you can go out and have fun and then also help the Exchange Club with the prevention of child abuse efforts.
That's exactly right. And the whole sponsor option that John mentioned is really affordable. It's just $100. So we've had a lot of people, as he said, step up to the plate in that regard. In addition to that, if you're not a golfer but you're a shopper, we're going to have some great silent auction items. And we've had some area businesses really contribute to just what's going to be a great silent auction. Overnight stays at the Embassy Suites and the Doubletree. Baskets from Great Harvest Bread. An item from Bell Jewelers. A gift certificate to Tangerine. A package from Murfreesboro Outdoors, and then a lot of gift certificates to area dining options in town. So again, we're so thankful, and that's something that if you don't golf, but you want to come and just kind of look around, you can. Or if you have something that you'd like to donate, by all means, we will accept it.
Sure. Well, it sounds like there are things there for just about anyone, from Tangerine to Murfreesboro Outdoors. You've got the hunter and the maybe somebody wants to be pampered. So either way you want to go.
Yep.
We are talking about the 7th Annual Polar Bear Golf Tournament, which is this Saturday. Katie, why don't you give us times? I know that one thing that is unique is usually, I guess, there's breakfast and lunch, right?
That's exactly right. There's a continental breakfast, and that starts at 8:30. The shotgun start is at 10, and then it's just going to be like we keep saying, it's just going to be a great day. And so the silent auction, is there a certain time where that starts, John?
It will be at the conclusion when the last players have come in. We'll take care of the silent auction. Lunch will be basically as the teams finish up, they come in and have their lunch and sit around and visit a little bit and wait for the silent auction. Also wait to see who has won the big prizes. We have first and second place prizes in two flights. And I'm not sure what we have there this year. David Nipper is our general chairman for this year, and I haven't gotten from David what the big prizes will be. But
just make sure David doesn't put it in his pocket.
You're right. No, we'll keep an eye on it.
I'm sure you will. Well, that's great. In two flights, and the fees are very reasonable: $75 for individual, $300 for a team of four, and that includes the breakfast, lunch, and range balls and cart rental and everything. I guess doesn't
everything.
It?
Yes, that's exactly right.
So, do you need pre-registration? I know, well, John, you said some folks just walk up the day of, too.
It helps us a little bit, you know, if we know who's coming, so we can get teams set up. A lot of times we'll have an individual that'll call in or come in and say, you know, I'd like to play. I don't have a foursome. We'll take care of that, because we do have, right now, I've got one team that's three individuals. They didn't have a team, but they wanted to play.
Mm-hmm.
So we will take care of them. And even if they show up at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, we'll get them in and let them have a good round of golf.
May mean that Katie has to go out in one of those teams.
Huh? That could be.
I don't think the teams would be happy with that. But I could shop for silent auction items.
Most certainly. Now, the Exchange Club, again, as we have talked about, is a group that really works in the area of prevention of child abuse, and the Child Abuse Family Center, or the Exchange Club Family Center, does a lot of work. Will all of the proceeds be going to this?
Not all of them go to that, because we have the One Nation Under God breakfast.
Right.
We have the Healing Field, and that does cost us to get started.
Sure. So it goes to all of the things.
It goes
that you
to
do.
All of the projects that we have. The Give a Kid a Flag to Wave that we do at the Christmas parade, mm-hmm, every year. We gave out over 5,000 flags this year.
I've got one at my house.
All right. We also honor Policeman of the Year and Fireman of the Year, both from the city and from the county. That's done in October. We also give scholarships to high school seniors. So we do a lot of things besides the child abuse prevention, mm-hmm, but that is our major project.
Sure.
Is child abuse prevention.
Well, I have to share a story. My daughter, who was walking with us in the parade, and of course WGNS and the Exchange Club work hand in hand to get those things coordinated, especially the logistics behind the parade, and the exchange float was in front of ours, and we helped with some of the flags, and once we ran out of candy, we were handing out a lot of flags, and my daughter happened to give out her flag, and then at the end of the parade, she was just very upset that she did not. She actually pulled her flag out of her pocket and gave it to somebody. So Miss Nancy McGill took care of that for us, and we got her a flag. But you know, that's what it's all about, for kids to see the importance of not just that flag, but what it stands for and what it represents. And that's what Exchange tries to do with the Americanism Project.
Exactly.
Very good. If anybody has any information, Katie, how can they get in touch with whomever, website, anything you want to pass along about the actual event or Exchange itself?
Absolutely. I will give you two phone numbers. One of them is our president, Nancy McGill, and that's 410-3721. And John, is it okay if I give your
sure.
home number out again?
Exactly.
It's 896-2260.
Very good. So call any one of those numbers. And if you're interested in finding out more about the Murfreesboro Noon Exchange Club, I would assume any Thursday you could stop by for lunch.
Absolutely. We would love to have you.
We would love to have Mr. Sherwood.
John, it's been a pleasure. Good to see you. And Katie, good to see you
Thank
as well.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming in. That's John Strasner and Katie Riddle joining us here to talk about the 7th Annual Polar Bear Golf Tournament, which is this Saturday, Indian Hills Golf Course, 8:30 to 9:30 for the Continental Breakfast. Shotgun start at 10, and it's going to be a great, great day to get out there and enjoy some golf here in the middle of January. Hey, they've had some great days. We're planning on this one being one as well this Saturday. Back to wrap it all up here in just a moment on Rutherford Issues.